Belief is just a thought that I've thought a lot. So if I believe I can't, if I shift that thinking, I can believe something different and I can be something different. And it's time to be something different.
Welcome to Balancing Life's Issues, the podcast. I'm your host, Kai, and today we're here to continue the celebration of Women's History Month by sharing the stories of inspiring women and honoring the choices that they've made throughout their lives. Today, Wendy invited national speaker, trainer, and Toastmasters graduate Ra Kalan onto the podcast. Ra got their bachelor's in strategic communication from the University of North Texas and claimed their master's in clinical counseling from UNT Dallas. They went on to found their own emotional intelligence consulting company in 2020. Take it away, Wendy.
Hey, Ra, how are ya?
I'm doing so well this morning, Wendy. How about yourself?
Good. I'm so happy you like popped in to my living room. And I love talking to brilliant women. So thank you. I appreciate that. And we're just taking some time out this month to highlight women, and especially caring, smart, amazing women that are helping to change the world in their own way. So instead of me introducing you, I'm going to just throw it over to you. Like, can you tell everyone who you are?
Absolutely. So my name is Ra Kalan, they, she pronouns. I am the creator and owner of Ra Kalan Coaching and Consulting, an emotional intelligence agency that helps individuals, couples, communities, and companies understand that they are not simply enough, but they are more than. So in a nutshell, I just help people better through working with them with emotional health and emotional intelligence. And it's been a lifelong journey and very fulfilling.
You know, it's so funny because sometimes you ever just take a step back and say, like, don't they know this already? Like, and what would you say? Like, but the problem, Wendy, is?
Oh, the problem, Wendy, is that people don't trust themselves. There are lots of things that we know. We know on a deep cellular level. However, we have been conditioned throughout life to trust people and circumstances external to us, outside of us. And so, especially as women of color, I know that I can find myself having imposter syndrome or self-doubt that just inhibits me from living in my full potential. So what I've been able to do and what I'm doing all my life is removing those layers of doubt, revealing the truth, and then embodying that and reminding other people to do the same.
Oh my goodness, I need tip number one.
Tip number one is sit with yourself. Become comfortable in your own solitude. You'll be amazed at how quickly you go into survival mode as soon as you sit your butt down to actually be still. You just don't trust it. There's been so much go, go, go that you think that if you're sitting still, you're missing something. But really, by not sitting still and sitting with you, sitting in your own solitude, you're missing everything. You're missing how you are feeling, and your feelings determine what you think, and your thoughts determine your behavior. So, yeah, that's thought number one, suggestion number one.
So, Ra, can you share with us, like, when that's been a challenge for you? Like, can you share a particular story about where it's, like, been like, you know, Wendy, I get it, because it's been hard because...
Well, I think it's the easiest story to think about is starting your own business, you know? You know that you have a gift. I have always had a gift with speaking. I've always had a gift with words, writing, playwriting, connecting with people. And when I went through grad school and I got my master's in clinical counseling, it seemed easy to go the path that everyone else would go. Be a counselor, be a licensed counselor, go that direction. But the community that I was working with, the community that I was around, honestly didn't trust counselors, didn't trust therapists, and was much more interested in having someone to talk to, just someone who could help them unpack how they feel. And so terms like coaching.
Oh, wait a minute, Ra. How many people told you that it was a bad idea to start your own business?
You know, it wasn't so much that people told me it was a bad idea. They would just ask questions that would point to doubt. No one had the audacity, especially if you know me and how big I dream. No one had the audacity to say that's a bad idea. They would try to poke holes. And it wasn't even that they wanted to discourage me. They wanted me to be prepared. And that's what a lot of people do.
Right, because we shield you from being hurt, right? I mean,
they want to shield you, but really they're just really setting you up to be hurt by not trusting yourself. So starting this organization, starting this platform, it is one of those moments where self-awareness, self-trust, self-acceptance, and really leaning into your gift, making room for you, all of that started with this.
So do you have women that you go to, not maybe even that you know or that you don't know? I don't know if you want to use the word role model or mentor. Do you have those people? Like when you walk in a room and you're networking, are there a lot of women or a lot of women of color? And you're like, I want to be like her.
there's a handful of women that I want to be in the same opportunities as her. I can say that at this point in life, there's no other woman I want to be other than me. But I do have Dr. Shaquinta, Dr. Chandler. These are experts in the field of mental health and emotional health that I enjoy being able to reach out to when my world is spinning. And let's be clear, just because you know how to help people with their emotions and their mindset doesn't mean that you are constantly working on your own maintenance.
Yeah, it's so true. You know, one thing here at BLI that's always important to us is we talk a little bit about holistically, like our own health, our own family. So will you share with us like a little bit about what's the other world like over there for you, Ra? Like your family, your health, how's it going for you?
I would say that my body is changing. I'm 32 and I can tell and I can feel that. So I'm learning what my body needs right now. So my health is doing well because I'm paying attention, but I'm looking forward to what this next evolution looks like. My family is doing well. We are thriving and grateful to be doing so. This marks the 10-year anniversary of my mother passing away. And so this 10-year moment, there's a lot of full circle. There's a lot of appreciation for not being in the depths of grief like we were, but still knowing that grief holds a place within us. We've just grown bigger than the grief at this point. So I'm more than proud of my family.
Do you think that, like, as a woman, when you look at where you, I mean, 32, I'm 62, so we got a little age thing. I'm old enough to be your mom over here, right? I'll ask you this question, and I don't mean it negative, but it does come out a little negative, is we just haven't made enough progress. I feel like we just haven't made enough progress. And it gets to me some mornings. How are you feeling about, like, women and our empowerment?
You know, I think that we've made progress, but there's always more to be done. For me and my perspective, it really is about appreciating where you're at and using that as a catalyst to get to the next place. I find that if I'm always only having my sights set on where I want to get to without acknowledging all that it took to get to here, that I can start to come off ungrateful and I'll get fussy and then I'll start to put up obstacles that aren't even necessarily there. But if I start to see how I've overcome obstacles, I've had a 100% success rate at getting to where I'm at, even if there were some scenic routes versus some shortcuts that I wanted.
Oh, I like that scenic route idea.
The scenic route, you know, taking all the scenery, taking the views. But by this point now, I am just eager to see women embody honoring the desires of their heart, not feeling selfish for that, recognizing self-care is self-preservation, and that by doing so, you have more to give to the rest of your village, to the rest of the community. And by honoring that unapologetically, that's what I'm interested in. And I know that our progress is going.
So let me ask you the hardest question.
What's that?
Now, in context, I have been called some names along the way because I want what I want when I want it. Mm-hmm. And that word witch, but it has a different name, different first letter. Mm-hmm. Has it ever happened to you? And how do you feel about that?
You know, with the energy that I have, Wendy, people don't talk to me like that. And if they talk about me like that, they know better than to do it to my face.
But how? Tell me how you set that boundary. How did you change that? Like, what did you do, Rod, that I can learn from that they would never say that about me, Wendy? Because that's what I hear you saying. They would never
do that. Well, they wouldn't do it to my face. I don't know what they do when they're not in front of me, but they wouldn't do it.
And you know what? I'm good with that because we can't
control that.
But what do you think you've done? And I mean, really, tell me, what do you think you've done that that's just not part of the conversation where they would say to your face, you know, you're a witch, but the other one.
I've respected myself and I have put myself in positions where other people respect me too, so that even when they disagree with me, there's no need to talk crazy to one another. And also they know that I am so observant and I am so aware of how I navigate people and how I lead with humility, that if they did get that low vibrational, if they did choose to behave that emotionally immature, they would be kicking themselves out of an opportunity to work with me. So when we disagree, they just find an amicable way to do it, because why would you want to miss out on someone who has this much to offer?
Whoa. Whoa. You know what I hear from you, and I appreciate it, and it is something that I think we need so much more, is self-confidence.
And self-confidence, not arrogance, confidence.
Yeah, but you know, Ra, this is going to be silly, but let's turn this into a real coaching moment for a minute, okay? I went to a function last night, and there were a lot of people there. And I thought I looked nice. I was pretty happy. And the people were dressed and, you know, it was pretty, you know, upscale. Not one person commented on my attire, but they did on everyone else's. Mm. Mm-hmm. And I went home and I thought, I don't think a man would ever care about that. Why do I care? Mm. What happens with that? What's wrong with me?
Well, it's not even, and I love when people ask that question, what's wrong with me? A better question is, what happened to me? It's not what's wrong with you. What happened? And what happens with most women is that we're conditioned to find value in our appearance, not necessarily at the same level that we do with what we are contributing. And so even with that being the case, you have this thoughtfulness over, I put intention into how I look. I want other people to appreciate that. But at the end of the day, as long as you enjoyed how you were styling, that's what matters, you know?
What would be the last thing? Like, if you were, you know, you're on your ability now to communicate to the world and no script, Women's History Month, you would say what?
I would say, women, it's time. The future is female, but the present moment is divinely feminine. I would say that the door is locked from the inside. So stop waiting for someone to come and save you. You have all the things. You're equipped, even if you don't feel prepared, to save yourself. It just comes with sitting your butt down and getting familiar with who that self you're saving is. Leading with that self-acceptance and that unconditional compassion, that it is not what is wrong with me, but what happened to me that conditioned me to perceive things this way. And that a belief is just a thought that I've thought a lot. So if I believe I can't, if I shift that thinking, I can believe something different and I can be something different. And it's time to be something different.
I don't think you can get any better than that. She's a freaking genius, Rob. So all I can do is tell you I'm grateful for your relationship and your words. And yeah, thank you.
Of course. Well, have me on anytime. I love coming to your living room and talking with you.
Big thanks to Ra Kalan and Wendy for today's episode. If you'd like to hear more from Ra, you can catch her hosting this month's free BLI webinar titled Leadership for Women on March 29th at 1 p.m. Eastern. Registration information is available at bli-info.com/freewebinars. Until next time, everyone, take care. This has been a production of Balancing Life's Issues with your hosts, Kai Sorensen and Wendy Wallner, produced by me, Kai. Rate, leave a review, and subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen so you can get brand new episodes as they drop. Got an idea for the show? Email me, kai@balancinglifesissues.com. Anything to add, Miles?